This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Find your funny this week with a $20 improv drop-in class at the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Your first drop-in is on us. Use the code TESTDRIVE for a free improv drop-in any Sunday at 7 p.m. For more information, go to secondcity.com/TC or call 312-664-3959 to register.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
I'm not dead, you parasite. I was just resting my eyes. To wake me at such an hour. My pocket watch has stopped. I just wound you. Stupid. Damn it! Really liked that watch. Well, where was I? Oh yes, how could I forget? When last we left our story, Andrew Snidge and his misfit compatriots had barely survived a ruthless drubbing by that devotee of destruction, George Chamberlain. Having quelled the rogue agent's killing spree at great cost, our subjects returned to their makeshift laboratory to lick their well-deserved wounds.
Just keep pressure on your leg, Dr. C.
Gee, I wish I'd thought of that.
Where is all the antiseptic? Dr. West, where's the antiseptic? Dr. West!
Just let him be. I'll help you look. Andrew, in your side, you've got a piece of...
Oh, well, would you look at that. It's a piece of what do you call it?
Shrapnel. It's called shrapnel.
I know it's shrapnel. Sphalerite. That's it.
Big word.
Yeah, I'm not a baby. Owie.
If you're done, I think you'll find...
go!
Emily!
Dr. C, don't try to stand.
I'm fine. You're stabbed and lucky not to be dead. It takes more than a little man with a gun to silence me.
Oh!
Or a sword.
What is it you wanted? We'll get it for you.
There's a bottle of Crater's brandy in the cabinet above my lab station. The top shelf.
Good thinking, Dr. C. We can use that to sterilize the wound.
Sure, right. That's why I wanted it.
Mom, I can help if you...
Nope, I'm good. You stay with Emily. I got it.
Hello, all.
Oh, Dr. West, the surgery's done already?
Yes. Well, no, I lost him.
Oh, Herbert.
You lost him?
Not forever. I swear, if we had a fraction of the supplies we had before the flood, old Monty would be reconstructed, twice his original size, and bursting with experimental bone invigorant. Damnable lack of equipment!
He's gone, then.
Don't say that. I didn't say that. Elizabeth, I'm sorry to ask, but I need to draw most of your cerebrospinal fluid. Andrew, give me all the cocktail mixers you can find. We'll distill an electrolytic solution from them. And also from your blood.
West.
Now, people, now, time is of the essence.
Is there a pulse?
Not anymore, but...
Brain activity?
We're wasting time. Don't you know what happens to a dead... to a friend? If he's not properly preserved, he rots. Is that what you want, Emily?
Herbert.
If we just pull together, I promise you I can reanimate the heart and possibly the parietal lobe. That's the center of identifying objects and spatial reasoning.
And pain?
Yes, which is something he will never feel again if you don't. If I don't, why won't any of you help me?
It's time to let him go.
No, I am a reanimator.
Dr. Morrow wouldn't want to be reanimated. He would want to be remembered by his friends, by those who cared about him.
Andrew, I...
Attention policies. This is Coordinator Foster Livy of the Department of Memory. Please give your full and undivided attention to the following announcement.
Greetings, my fellow policies. This is Cassandra Wilkins. I'm alive! Have you abandoned your company? Directors, trust you! Do not riot! Support the company! Open your doors! Come out peacefully! There will be no retribution! Open your doors! This is Cassandra Wilkins! Listen, and remember...
Andrew?
Son of a...
Andrew?
That son of a...
Andrew, wait!
And so, galvanized by my ingenious appropriation of the deceased Ms. Wilkins' voice, Andrew Snidge mashed the C-deck elevator button with all the righteous indignation a boy on the cusp of manhood can muster. Are you surprised, dear listener, that I crafted a vocal reconstruction algorithm of the late Cassandra Wilkins? Don't be. Like the lightning rigger who saves her falling colleague with an outstretched arm, I simply stepped beyond the boundaries of my work assignment to protect that which is most sacred to us all, compliance. My ingenious creation, informally dubbed the Propagandroid, spoke with a voice the policies trusted, and during its brief existence I truly believed that we had a chance to make a difference. I maintain that had I been given a little more time, I could have quelled all insurrection within our walls simply through the clever manipulation of recorded history. But alas, in my zeal to save the city, I lost track of Andrew Snidge and his inexplicably resilient Confederates. The following recording should sound familiar to you. The day we lost the Department of Memory.
Insignificance of Independence. Fortesu Valentine shall win the day. Heart Life shall win the day. As long as a policy stays true to... I'm unarmed! Don't shoot!
Please, guns are the least of your worries.
By the directors, it's... you!
Who else?
Please. Call me Herbert.
Never!
Let me through. Where is it?
Where's... what?
Next time, I use the pointy end. Now where... is...
Yes! Elizabeth. Andrew, this isn't what she...
He has no right.
I know, Andrew. I know.
Why can't you let her rest?
West, start pressing buttons.
As you wish.
Surveillance archives? What have you been doing up here?
I think he's been editing these together. Oh, look! This one says The Woken Apocalypse. Emily, do you remember? Ah, the two of us trying to kill each other.
Simpler times.
The true histories must be preserved. Future generations will know what happened here today.
Uh-huh. Tie him up.
With pleasure.
No! Wait!
Then we'll see what we can do about his other broadcasts.
No! My tapes! Tune in next time as the story of our fair city!
That, a and a few subsequent minutes of liminal buffoonery were the last moments of my Chronicle of Heart life. My masterpiece. Interrupted. Unfinished. Music! I take you now to the end of my horrible ordeal. Day 3 of the occupation of the Department of Memory. Listen and remember.
Here's the thing.
Livy.
Livy. Call me Herbert.
No.
Livy, you seem like a clever chap. You understand that we are not unreasonable people. We certainly do not relish keeping you around as our captive. But this digital reconstruction of Cassie, it's quite unethical. And while I applaud the attempt at acoustic reanimation, the results are frankly amateurish at best. No offense.
Good evening, Policies.
Again?
This is Cassandra Wilkins. I'm alive! I trust Heartlife. The directors are peaceful. Please do not riot. Brothers and sisters, support the directors. I'm alive! Surrender to Heartlife. I love you.
Make it stop.
I am tethered to a chair.
Then tell me what to do and I'll make it stop.
It is beyond your ability.
It would really be neighborly of you to cease these macabre announcements. You see, we've lost a dear friend and are still quite sensitive.
Teju Valentine will see you all strung up for this.
Hey, everybody, can I have a few minutes alone with Mr. Libby?
That's not the safest idea, Andrew.
I can handle myself, Mom. Have at you, remember?
Good point. All right, everyone, let's give him the room.
Elizabeth, either your hasty wardrobe change didn't take, or the cervical connections are damaged.
Crap, this is my last body.
You may not appreciate this, but what I'm doing is for the greater good.
So, you like to watch people.
What?
You're the one that spies on everybody, for the record.
That is a childish way to look at it, but yes, that is my function.
Then you were watching when I was in the cube.
Of course.
Remember what I did to the guards who got in my way? You think they're out of the hospital yet?
Is this Andrew Snidge's first attempt at intimidation? Don't answer that. I'll review my tapes later.
Make fun of me all you want, Mr. Livy, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm in charge now. And what I say goes.
Do you know what it is to love?
Yeah. You know that already.
Young love burns intensely, but fades in time. In the unlikely event that you survive your adolescence, you will marvel that you threatened my life over a perceived slight on Ms. Wilkins' memory. I will wager you've already forgotten who Policy Wilkins actually was. She loved both you and Heartlife in equal measure.
No. She loved the myth of Heartlife. Then she found out what it really is.
And what is Heartlife?
Heartlife is a nest of suits who feel entitled to push you around, to kill you if you don't do exactly what they say. It's a company which used to stand for something, but now its only purpose is to step on the backs of the weak.
That's quite poetic. But Heartlife is not just a company, Andrew. Nor is it merely a system of governance. Heartlife is our mother, our father, our family. It birthed us, clothed us, and housed us. Taught us to read and write, and now that we've come of age, we understand that Heartlife is more complex than we ever dreamed. So when faced with this knowledge, do we run away like petulant children?
Do we take up arms like monstrous outsiders, or do we honor it because it did its best to make us into decent, productive members of society?
Is that what you've been doing all this time? Locked away in this little room with these tapes, making a big thank you card to Mama and Papa Heart.
I will provide future generations with an understanding of our times. I will help them know the gift that is Heart Life, and if needed, my work will assist in the resurrection of Heart Life in whatever circumstances it finds itself.
Sometimes, to end the suffering of something you love, you have to let it go.
Ha! Topical. Do you think Executor Valentine will budget for a Montgomery Morrow Memorial Mausoleum?
Okay, Mr. Livy. Shut down Cassie's voice or I'll smash all your little tapes.
You wouldn't. That's not who you are. No! Yeah! That was the first fiscal cycle in my series, you mindless animal! You're lucky I made a remastered copy.
Oh, this?
Do not touch that. It's not just my legacy you're destroying, Andrew. It's yours, too. In 1,000 years, these recordings will be all that is left of any of us.
I won't ask you again. Shut down Cassie's voice.
You know I can't do that.
Okay. Plan B.
I told you, this is all for the greater good. Cassandra's words will return order to this lawless nightmare. Someday you'll... What? What is that?
Modified tracking device. Go on. You were saying something about the greater good?
No. Stay back. Stay back.
Hold still.
Ah! Not the head! Ah! What? What did you just inject me with, you twisted degenerate?
There. You're free. You got 2 hours to get away from the city. Get moving.
What kind of sick mind game?
Mind game? You're using my dead girlfriend's voice to trick people into surrendering. That's sick. Now this is just insurance that you never come back.
I say, Andrew, is everything all...
Oh, Christmas, the miniature sun, you found it.
That's right. And I put the proximity detonator into Mr. Libby's skull.
What?
If that detonator passes within 50 cubic miles of Heart Life, you'll condemn everything within that radius to fiery annihilation.
Including yourself.
And us.
And my historic records.
Good evening, policies.
Fine. You win.
This is Cassandra Wilkins.
I'm in there.
Now, disarm the bomb.
Oh, you silly man. You can't disarm a miniature sun.
Then turn off the detonator.
It's kinda in your skull.
But I gave you what you want.
Yes. Thank you for that.
You'd better shake a leg, old chap. You've got lots of ground to cover.
I can't return?
Of course you can. Just as soon as the detonator battery runs down. So, 60 years.
You may not appreciate this, but it's for the greater good. Someday you'll thank me.
I will remember this. Out of my way!
Enjoy the fresh air!
Good job,
Andrew!
You've used science to subvert order once again.
Yeah, but I have certainly doomed our city in the process. Oh, what band of fools are we?
Yes. That's how it ended. Much better. Policies, I am so sorry that I allowed myself to be outmaneuvered by those odious subversives. It pains me keenly when I think on the multitude of fiscal cycles left undocumented. The great feats of management lost to the ages, a history devoured by silence, a lacuna burnt into the tapestry of time. It's enough to make you want to. I feel lightheaded.
Oh.
The burning throb of my injured leg is rapidly becoming the manager of my daily operations. It demands that I rest. But please, dear listener, endeavor to be stronger than your humble narrator. Do not rest. Do not retreat. And do not forget your duty to Heart Life as the final stories of our fair city continue.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife NFP executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Welcome to the second half of Season 8 of Our Fair City. Today, we'd like to give a very special shout-out to one of our manager-level Patreon backers, the policy known only as the Shadow Counselor. Since we know his love of mystery, we will say only that we genuflect to the godfather of strange art in Chicago and thank him. HeartLife NFP and Our Fair City would not exist without him. If you'd like to receive a shout-out on the air, head to patreon.com/heartlifenfp and pledge to support us monthly. Your support allows us to keep making great audio drama like Our Fair City. Thank you all so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.